following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome. It's a Thursday Doug and Daddy Show. It's the NCAA Tournament Doug and Daddy Show. We're down to only four games. You know, you get so excited for March Madness and the craziness that went on a week ago, and you're all fired up for those games that just come at you one after another. Well, they're just not many of them left. We're glad to have you along with us right here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And it's Midway. It's a better way.
ThinkMidway.com.
Yeah, there you go. Folks, we are going to be joined by Jeff Petrikas today. He's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Because, well, we did Kansas yesterday. We're going to do Wisconsin today. We're going to the Big Ten. Why not have a little Big Ten flavor? Over-under on this game, 68 points tonight. Could be a very, very defensive-minded game. Butler, Wisconsin, that's the second game going on in New Orleans tonight. Brigham Young.
No.
And
stop.
Florida.
Stop.
There's the first
Stop.
One. Connecticut, San Diego State. No.
Love you. Love you.
No.
Love you.
The first game of the night, Connecticut, San Diego State. That's the first game of the night. Anaheim, California, and New Orleans is where they're taking place tonight.
We're not continuing this show until you put your hat on right. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm saying. Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Standard dress code. This ain't junior high. Put your hat on right. How long do we got to wait? Do we got to wait?
No, it's...
Do we got to wait?
Old white guys. Old white guys don't get it.
I'm a child of the streets.
You, yeah, Eminem back here. Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks. Well, you do get it because you do get darker.
Yes.
As
spring moves on. Started the tanning process last night, matter of fact.
Wow. Wow. That had to kill you on vacation not to get some natural tan. Of course, it's hard to get natural tan when you keep shutting the drapes.
Yes. Well.
You weirdo.
Hey, by the way, the three words of the week. I've got to get to this, Doug, because you're going to think this is really funny. Grant has chimed in already. He said, I was watching Return of the Jedi. No surprise there. And it gave me the edge to ask the purple Twi'lek women out at the Star Wars convention. As creepy as that sounds, excellent use of three words, apparently.
That didn't make the finals, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Gerald from Kearney chimes in and says, Kansas State fans are full of purple. A great return was executed by Johnny the Jet. Doug and Daddy's cutting edge of excellence is a no-brainer. Hey, Gerald, appreciate that. Keep firing them into us. The words of the day, purple, return, and edge.
This comes from Ryan. He says, Edge Brown, a wide receiver for Kansas State, bleeds purple but won't get a chance to return a touchdown against the Huskers this year because we've said adios to the Big 12. Ryan and Hastings. See, I like that they're getting all the words in. Nothing really clever. Nothing over the top yet. All middle of the road. Again, the words for the week are edge, return, and purple. Use them any way you want in an email. Send them to us here at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll pick one out to give them a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. So that's what's going on there. Coming up on the program today, Jeff Patricus is going to be joining us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk a little bit about Wisconsin and Big Ten basketball. And right now, tougher, Big Ten, Big 12. Tony?
You know, the last 3-4 years are so obvious. The Big 12, I thought, was light years ahead this year. I don't know. I think they're both very, very top heavy, and then I think you got a bunch of bleh teams. And I think Wisconsin's one of those bleh teams. They find a way to win. I'm not sure they're great, excellent basketball players. I would still say the Big 12 has an edge for me. And maybe that's the 3 years ago, if you'd asked about Big Ten football, what did everybody say? Oh, my gosh, the worst conference in the nation. Now that we're going there, oh, my gosh, that conference is loaded. Would you look at that schedule? What a wonderful place to be going. Boy, the home of football. It's like the Big Ten invented football, and hell, we're going there. What a conference. It's a super mega conference. I don't see that in basketball. I would still take the Big 12, I guess.
Our buddy Chris reminds us that Butler is playing tonight, and this was kind of funny when we were out in Vegas this last weekend. Our buddy was wearing a Butler shirt, and you have to realize he's like 6'9", and looks like at one time he could have had a basketball in his hands.
Good-looking cat.
So he's wearing – I don't know if I go that far. He's wearing this Butler T-shirt after Butler – I mean, he had it on all day, but he runs into a Pitt fan who he didn't know was a Pitt fan – who looks at him and goes, I lost my mortgage on you guys today. To which he goes, that's a you problem. And then he turned to him and goes, F. Butler! So our buddy goes around the whole week and goes, yeah, they got a lot better after I left. That's funny. See, some people think that we were just out there, Daddy, on pleasure, but we were actually out there on business.
Yes, it's all work.
We were actually, well, you know, there was a couple times I didn't see you for a while. You didn't see me. I was out working. You were sleeping. But I just want a little bit of what was going on while I was away.
Duda hits one in the air to deep right field. Morse just looks up, and that ball is out of here, deep into the Pepsi porch. What a shot by Duda. His fourth home run.
When they talk about this young man, they talk about his innate power. And when he gets a hold of it, I'll tell you, that's Adam Dunn-like. See, to right center.
It may have been an exhibition game there in Las Vegas, but it doesn't matter. Beautiful facility.
Duda hits one in the air to deep right field. Morse just looks up, and that ball is out of here, deep into the Pepsi porch. What a shot by Duda.
Innate power. I never thought that would be a great word of the week. Innate power in Duda. And I'm not sure you could have ever used them in a sentence like that, like that guy did.
I had a couple other nice plays.
And Duda cracks one down the right field line. That's an extra base hit into the corner. Pagan flying around second and heading for third. He's going to be waved in. Pagan scores the tying run. Duda with his first big league hit. It's an RBI double.
See, you know, so pretty good weekend. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. You know, 4 games, 4 days. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here.
You're Kim might be getting that call for the opening day. I like that.
Well,
it's this one in the air to deep left field. Back goes Duda onto the track. Back at the wall, leaping to make the grab. Hey, I thought this guy wasn't supposed to be a good outfielder.
I can play
anywhere. Second fine play he's made in two nights.
I can play anywhere.
That's different.
I expect more of that to come as the season progresses.
When the ball comes off your bat, it's a totally different sound.
Well, I hit it in the, you know, hit the sweet spot
there
usually. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, I got some props after the game yesterday. I wanted you to know that I got some props after the ball game, during the ball game, kind of talking to the manager.
Yeah, there's certainly a possibility of that happening. Lucas Duda has really had a great spring for us and offensively, and you know he's going to supply a lot
get
of power
my name
from the left
right.
side if Carlos can't get out there.
I want to know, are you feeding the rest of your team the same things you're feeding Duda out there in right field?
he's a big, strong man.
Douglas Dean Lucas Duda. I had no idea.
Confirmation name.
That's good. That's excellent.
How many points do you have in your bracket? How many points is your bracket worth?
I didn't look that up. I've got my official bracket in front of me. I've still got my final four intact. Do you have your final four intact?
It's Thursday, and we have no idea on this show where we set the pool.
Well, I've got it in front of me.
Merit. Effort. I know I'm way back there, but I've got my three of my final four still intact.
I've got all four still intact. Because
Whoa.
We got
you
so
Florida?
Crazy. I got Florida.
On my official one, I do not have Florida.
I'm dead, though. Notre Dame, obviously, gone. So, Kansas, Florida. I need Duke to play UConn and Ohio State to play North Carolina. And that's basically.
Well, yeah, but your whole Elite Eight is, you got six of your Elite Eight in there. And that's better than me because I had Syracuse going to the Elite Eight. I have San Diego State going. I guess there's one chance for me to catch you because you took UConn. I think you've got me beat. It's a good thing we never came up with any, you know, rules to this whole thing. Ohio State could win, and that would help me out. But, wow. San Diego State needs to win tonight, and Ohio State needs to win the national championship for me to even have a chance.
You look at time. You look at each one of these teams, Doug, and you and I got to see a whole lot of basketball. That's one thing we did do in Las Vegas. We saw a lot of basketball. Ohio State, they talk about the eye test. Now, that's a cool word on TV, the eye test. Ohio State has certainly passed that and more. They look to run away from George Mason and do what they did Saturday or Sunday, excuse me. But that's a team. There's two other teams. I don't think you look at Kansas at times dominating, just take over games. And one of the things you'll know when a good team is because you think, the team comes back, gets a bucket against them, gets another bucket. You think, hey, they're right in this game. You look up and the score is 28-14. You're like, wow, they've doubled them up, and we're in the middle of the, you know, there's 8 minutes left in the first half. And the spread, or the separation between the two teams continues to go like that. Kansas is one of those teams. Duke at times. Now, Michigan made a great comeback and had a chance at the end to tie that ball game up and take it into overtime. But Duke at times, when they get rolling and they athletically, they look to be heads and shoulders. The other teams.
Duke? Isn't that a team you just kind of root for? I mean, that's a team you just like to watch play. There was enough upsets. We didn't need to see Michigan beating Duke. You know, Duke needed to stay in there to keep it exciting.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You look at the other teams, though. North Carolina, athletically, yeah, they're close, but hasn't Duke proven that they're about 15 points better than them this year? I mean, I think head-to-head you look at that and go, okay, tough if those two meet up to realistically give North Carolina, you know, on a neutral court. I think they're a year away from being back to the top. UConn, other than Kimball Walker, you listen to Charles Barkley say, everybody else, nice player. There's nobody on these other teams, though, that you go, man, if my Milwaukee Bucks, if we could get up to 10, we'd like to grab that guy. I'm not sure any of these other teams are sitting there going, well, that kid's really, you know, Matt Howard from Butler. God, if my team gets him, he's going to take us. He's going to be a perennial all-star in the NBA. I don't think anybody's saying that.
Is anybody saying that this is a good move for Mike Anderson, leaving Missouri to go to Arkansas?
You know, that was the rumblings I told you before. You and I were working on some brackets the week before I left for Vegas. I said, boy, Arkansas, he was on Nolan Richardson 40 minutes of hell. They love him down there. They're going to come after him. But I thought the other day when Missouri coughed up this money and got him up to $2 million, and it was going to be
negotiating. See, that never happened. And some people are mad because they think Mike Anderson was playing both schools.
Well, might have been.
Sorry.
Might have been.
That's the way it works.
Is Arkansas, I guess, is the SEC viewed as that much better of a conference? I mean, in his mind, or is it just a chance to go home where they had a lot of success in the 40 minutes of hell with Nolan Richardson and do what they did?
That's not going to happen again. If you think that you can come back 20 years later and or 10, 11, 12, I mean, it was fired in 2002. I mean, the end of the 2001-2 season was the last time that they went through this. You can't reinvent that.
You just see these coaches go, they say home or where they, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, out of the 360 whatever there are Division I teams, there's not one of them that does it that way now.
Yeah.
So there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Billy Gillespie officially introduced yesterday as the new coach at Texas Tech. And, Daddy, it is going to happen. We will be talking a little bit more about this tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Creighton, Oregon. Who could have seen this coming? If you're gonna play these third and fourth tier basketball tournaments, you've got the NIT, then you got the CBI, and there's one other
CTI or something.
Yeah, there's something out there that you just don't even know what it stands for. But why not have Oregon and Creighton play in the finals? Dana Altman, a year removed, will play Creighton, and this is that unique format where it's the best 2 out of 3, not just heads up. Creighton just destroyed Central Florida last night. They were up big in the first half, up by much as 30 in the second half, and they win at 82-64, and Oregon beat Boise State 79-71. So now Creighton, Oregon, and Omaha's got to love that.
Well, you got to think that organizer of that tournament – locked those teams up and said, wouldn't it be awesome for us if these two teams met? Well, it's going to bring some notoriety. It's going to bring a little recognition that they've never had in the past with two marquee teams, two marquee coaches matching up. It couldn't have ended any better for them.
It's going to be a feel-good, huggy-huggy story, but they'll go out, they'll play some basketball. I was thinking, though, how terrible it would have been had Central Florida won. Best 2 out of 3, Oregon, Central Florida. What? Hope it's spring break. Shoot, Dean. Irish Ken has fired in to the Dent Popper inbox. Folks, Doug Duda is really on edge and turning purple, knowing that his nemesis, Irish Ken, may return to the Dent Popper inbox. Yes, I am, Ken. Yes, I am. Let's take a break. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be chatting a little Wisconsin basketball as Jeff from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jeff Patrikas, joins us on the program. I love those good Irish Polack names. He'll be joining us coming up.
It's spring, the sound of birds, the warm sun, spring fever, and time to stop by Builders of Kearney to pick up your free copy of the Builders Spring Catalog and see the lineup of outdoor furniture, Traeger pellet grills, and all new Weber grills for 2011. While you're at Builders, be sure to register for the $1,000 giveaway at Builders in Kearney, where we do spring right.
We are the one.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Westwood One presents Great Moments in Tournament History, brought to you by John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer.
Danny delivers a fantastic finish when Ainge went coast to coast to knock off Notre Dame. After this.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
March 19, 1981, a Sweet 16 matchup between BYU and Notre Dame that went down to the wire. Kelly Trepuka's jumper with 9 seconds left gave the Irish a 50-49 lead, but Cougar guard Danny Ainge made a mad dash that signaled the beginning of the modern era of March Madness. Ainge took an inbounds pass, dribbled behind his back, then between two defenders and streaked baseline to baseline before dropping in a finger roll bucket with 2 ticks left on the clock. A desperation heave by the Fighting Irish fell short, and BYU advanced to the Elite Eight for the first time with a 51-50 victory. Danny Ainge's drive to the basket. Another great moment in tournament history. I'm Kevin Kugler.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes the catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now the safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Kearney, Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Today we'll see partial sunshine at times as it becomes breezy. Run our way to a high in the middle to upper 40s. Winds will turn southeast and become gusty. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 27.
Superstation, where it's Thursday, and that means Misco's is open late. They're open 7 days a week for you folks, and Misco's is open till 8 on Thursdays. Whether you're playing soccer, running track, softball, baseball, it's time. I've got to look at our uniforms ordered through Misco's. I know we're all fired up for the upcoming season, and you should be too. They can help you with the hats, the uniforms, the gloves, the bats, the shoes, the ball bags, your umpiring equipment. It's all right there. Or you're going out, you're watching some soccer today, folks. It ain't all that warm. You're going out trying to follow your kid around the golf course, and best of luck to those guys and gals that are out there knocking a golf ball around. You need to stay warm. They've got Nebraska, UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic gear. It's all there at Misco Sports. Check them out on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Okay, just to recap, my Elite Eight, Ohio State, Syracuse, Duke, San Diego State, Kansas. God, I had Notre Dame, but who would have had VCU? And then Pitt in Florida. So you have one more than me, right?
Yep. I believe the score 390-350. And after rounds one and two, that's one lunch for Daddy.
Yeah, well, you're ahead. You're ahead. But this would be big tonight. San Diego State needs to beat Connecticut. That's the kind of deal in Mike and Mike this morning, too, to keep them alive. So that's the only one that matters, right? Because we don't actually – you don't have anybody in the – you have Kansas, Ohio State, and Duke in the Final Four?
I got Florida.
I know.
Okay, yep. That's what I – Kansas, Ohio State,
Duke, I need. Yeah. I could use Florida to lose. Okay, that's what you're
there
saying.
There you
go. I got Florida winning tonight.
Oh, you had BYU. See, I got talked into that stupid St. John's.
I'm a huge fan of Big Love. I had to take BYU.
Jimmer Fredette. Dan Patrick questioning the photo on the front of Sports Illustrated this morning on his show. They got the photog that took the shot on. If you've seen the front of, I mean, it looks like his jump shot. It looks like he's about even with the rim. You know, his feet, his waist is up at the rim. But they said it's just a shot that they took, placing the camera underneath the media tables, and it was a shot they took of him taking a jump shot, and it's on the front of Sports Illustrated, which should, in all practical purposes, mean they have no chance of winning tonight. We have it all right here on ESPN Radio, though.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk a little Wisconsin Badger basketball because, well, we're going to the Big Ten. They are our brethren now. Jeff Petrakis from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us. Jeff, I hope I didn't butcher that name.
Close enough. It was a rim shot.
It's a leafy tree. Petrakis. Jeff, we appreciate you and your inaugural visit here to the Doug and Daddy Show, and we can't wait to get into the Big Ten, right?
Well, I can't speak for you guys, but I think that at least in particular in terms of football, I know Wisconsin fans are eager for Nebraska to get here. I think obviously they know much more about the football program than they do about the basketball program because of the relative success of the two programs.
Are there any other sports that are intriguing? I think volleyball should be, but from a men's side, Nebraska's basketball team has been trying to get over the hump. A lot of people think the baseball team will come into a conference that's just not a baseball conference and maybe do well. Or has anybody even bothered to care about that?
Well, at Wisconsin, their three major sports are football, men's basketball, and men's ice hockey. So unless you guys get an ice hockey program that I don't know about, I'm not sure about the rivalry there.
No, we are. Tom Osborne saying in the last 2 days when the announcement was made, no, he does not envision us ever fielding a team. So.
Thank God. Even though the Frozen Four right here on ESPN. Jeffrey, we're coming in. There's more Big Ten teams left in this tournament than there are Big 12, and I'd have to say that's a little bit of a surprise to me because not that Ohio State and Wisconsin are still in, but that the Big 12 has struggled to just leave Kansas in there. Your thoughts on the teams that are left in the field?
I'm not surprised Ohio State's still there. I mean, I've seen them play twice in person, or actually more than that, and they've got everything you need to win a national title, from the strength inside, guys on the perimeter to surround Sullinger. They've got a great balance of youth and experience, and those guys, you know, really get along well. So there's no ego issues there. Wisconsin, I picked them to get to the Sweet 16. I thought they'd be playing Pitt tonight. I didn't think they'd be playing Butler. So I think they've got a legit chance to at least get to the Elite Eight, and then we'll see after that. Kansas was my team that I picked a year ago to win it all, and then they ran into the juggernaut that is Northern Iowa, so I'm not sure what to make of those guys anymore. I don't know. I mean, I've always liked Self, the way he gets his players to play. I mean, the Morris brothers are a tremendous tandem. I think they don't have as in guard play, I don't know if they have the consistent playmakers that they had when they wanted a couple years ago. That might stop them. I still think my favorite team to win it all is Ohio State.
Jeff, seeing them in person, Ohio State, in your mind, whatever they list him at, how tall is Sullinger?
Probably 6'7"-ish, 6'8"-ish, but height and vertical jump are not his assets. He's got tremendous hands, strong hands. If he gets a finger on the ball, he pulls it in. He's got a tremendous lower body, so it's hard to get around him and defend him. He's got a nice touch around the basket. He's not afraid to pass the ball out of double teams. Now, I think you can wear him down a little bit because I don't think he's in the best shape, and he's just a freshman. So you get him in a long, grueling game and make him defend a lot, I think you can wear him down. But, you know, they've got so many other weapons that are so good around him that's what makes them, at least to this point, the best team in the country.
Jeff Petrakis from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, following Wisconsin basketball as they get ready for their Sweet 16 matchup tonight. I think a lot of people didn't take Wisconsin to go very far in this tournament. In fact, a lot of people thought the 30-win Belmont team was a squad that had a chance to pull an upset in the first round. And a lot of people thought that because, let's face it, at about the
10-minute mark of the second half in the Big Ten tournament, a lot of people turned on Shawshank Redemption and started to put a rope around their neck. 36-33, Jeffrey. How did this team bounce back from such an ugly performance to do so well in their first two games?
First of all, I think they switched over to Dancing with the Stars at halftime. I think you're giving them way too much credit. You know what? I don't know, because it's interesting that you mentioned that game, because in the days, in the practices leading up to that game, they looked sharp. Then they went out and just it wasn't so much the point total that was disconcerting. It was that they had several guys who looked tight, looked really tentative, and I hadn't seen that all year. So, and I thought they were a little bit tight for the first 8 minutes of the Belmont game. And then they got a little rhythm, got a little confidence, and now they're back to playing, to be honest with you, close to the way they played when they beat Ohio State, when they handed Ohio State its first loss, and that was in Madison. They're getting contributions from a lot of different guys. The one guy who's a little bit quiet is their senior center, Keaton Ankeville, who at one point was shooting about 55% from three-point range in Big Ten play. He's a little bit off on his shot right now, but if he finds his shot – and the other complementary players they have continue to play well, they're going to be a tough out against pretty much anybody that they might face the rest of the way.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Jeff Patricus joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, Butler's taking back the last four NCAA tournament games. Butler's total points have been 7. They've won every one of them, 7 total points. Wisconsin in close games is what?
Oh, off the top of my head, I don't have that.
But they've won, though. They've been down to the wire and won some games.
Well, they actually lost to Penn State twice by a combined 7 points. They blew a 9-point lead at Michigan State in the last 2.5 minutes in the team's first meeting, which was very uncharacteristic. But the Ohio State game was a 4-point game. That was probably their, and they beat Purdue by 7. So I think they've been about half and half. The Kansas State game was probably their most, next to Ohio State. Actually, I'll list the Kansas State game as the most impressive tight game they've had this year, because they lost arguably one of their top two players in John Lure for about an 8-minute stretch in the first half because he got elbowed in the head, had to leave. He was bleeding all over the place and got stitches in his head. And they lost Keaton Ankeville for a few minutes because he got hit in the face and he needed stitches above his left eye. And their best offensive player, Jordan Taylor, was 2 of 16. So Taylor had a bad night offensively. Lure was out for a good portion of the first half getting medical treatment, and they still rallied in the second half to win that game against a team whose best player put up, 38 points. So that was probably their best performance in a tight game because it was not at home and it was against a quality team.
And they did that, you look at the stat line, very similar, but hitting free throws and hitting them, even though, as you said, Taylor just 2 of 16, he made all 6 of his free throws to help this team down the stretch. And that, since you mentioned Jacob Pullen, that leads me to tonight. What's going to be the most interesting matchup as folks listen and watch to this basketball game, in your opinion, Jeff?
The two key players for Butler are guard Shelvin Mack and forward/center Matt Howard. It seems like in some of the games they've lost, either one of those two guys has struggled offensively or they've really struggled from the three-point line. The team has. So I think that, Mack went off for 30 or 30-plus points against Pittsburgh, and he hit 7 of 12 threes, but he's a low 30% three-point guy. So if he shoots his average from three-point range, I think that's going to help Wisconsin. I don't expect Jordan Taylor have another off shooting night like he did against Kansas State. So I think the Mack Taylor matchup and the Howard probably Nankeville matchup are ones people will focus on. But I honestly think it's going to be the role players that will determine it, because for Wisconsin, guys like Mike Brusewitz, a sophomore forward, Josh Gosser, a freshman guard, really played tremendously well against Kansas State. And Brusewitz in particular has been fabulous in the tournament. And he suffered a knee injury against Penn State and was questionable coming in. So I think it's guys like that who will come up with – because Brusewitz hit a three-pointer against Kansas State to give him the lead for good. And he was the difference maker in that game. Frank Martin wanted to kiss him. Frank Martin said, he goes, "I wanted to take timeouts just so I could walk over and kiss you." That's how impressed he was with the play of Brusewitz. And he wasn't joking. He really wishes he could have a kid like that on his team. So I know you can focus on the big guys, but I think the complementary players, whatever they combine to contribute will make the difference for both sides, whoever wins.
Jeff, we were in Vegas last weekend. I was amazed at the amount of Wisconsin. I thought half the damn state was in Las Vegas. Every time you turned around, there was either a badger on the back of a shirt or Wisconsin across the front of the shirt.
Well, they were done harvesting all their cheese. They were on vacation.
Well, I assume the other half of the state was at the game. How will these people follow this Wisconsin team to New Orleans?
They had a decent-sized contingent out in Tucson, Arizona. I'm not sure it'll be more than, you know, a few thousand. This place only seats, I think, about 18,000 in New Orleans Arena, so it's not like it's a big dome venue. I think it'll be easier for Florida fans to travel. I think, you know, they'll have a couple thousand fans. I haven't seen a lot so far in New Orleans, but to be honest with you, I haven't been out of my hotel room much or out of the arena much. I've just been sitting there at a keyboard. But yeah, their fan travel, their reputation is pretty solid. And yes, they will spend a lot of money in whatever venue they're in. I can guarantee that.
And they're good drinkers too, so New Orleans will be fine for them.
I think they.
Well,
might.
That's sort of what I was referring to. That and shopping and drinking.
Yeah, daddy, get him off Bourbon Street. Jeff, thanks so much for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll catch up with you again, maybe if this team makes it into the Final Four, and definitely when we roll into football season. I guess just give us your one thought on that out the door. Nebraska's getting ready. They had a few practices before spring break for spring practice. What's the spring prospectus of the football team there?
Oh, well, they've got a lot of really quality players to replace, including their starting quarterback, two All-American linemen, an outstanding tight end who's going to be a very good pro prospect, their best defensive player. So they've got a lot of holes to fill. I think they have some really good young talent in the pipeline. I think they're still going to have a tremendous running game next year because their strength of their unit is going to be the offensive line because they have guys to fill in and the running backs. The key for them will be to get someone who can just be a solid quarterback. Doesn't have to be spectacular right away. It's going to be a young kid. It's probably going to be a redshirt sophomore kid who chose UW over Notre Dame. But they're going to be able to run the ball, and I think they can be very solid defensively next year. So I honestly don't see a significant drop-off next year. They're going to be a pretty solid club.
A man who has partied with Laverne and Shirley, Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, enjoy the ball game and best of luck to the Badgers tonight.
All right, guys, you take care.
Take care. Jeff Patricus joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wisconsin doesn't have a baseball team, by the way.
Yeah.
But their football and basketball teams are pretty good.
Damn good.
And hockey. Good hockey.
By the way, that over-under, I was joking when I said it was 68. It is 123 almost exclusively everywhere right now. Point spread Wisconsin, a 5-point favorite in that ballgame.
Who you got?
Well, I keep trying to lop off Cinderella's head and Butler, and I've been trying to do it since the Sweet 16 a year ago. They keep finding a way. I would take Butler.
I like Butler.
I would take the 5 points. I think it's going to come down to who makes a play at the end of this one.
The funny thing is, in that Southeast region, everybody thinks it's just been blown up. No, it hasn't. The 2, 3, and 4s have all done what they were supposed to do, and Butler wins by 1 point in a crazy ending against Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's not like that region has been blown up. It's just that not a lot of people had faith in Wisconsin or BYU to win 2 games last weekend. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. When we return, more of your emails. And don't forget, if you're going out to watch basketball tonight, Thursday, I mean, every night's great. Thursday's a little extra great at Cunningham's, where all of you and your friends can go out and enjoy. Enjoy their happy hour from 3 to 6. Get ready to go. Big-ass beer specials, only 2.5, along with All Wells for $1.50. And a large selection of small craft and microbrews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. They're now serving lunch. So stop by for lunch or supper. It's always good to have a little food when you're imbibing. Any sports fan's going to give it 2 thumbs up. We always love the bacon-wrapped shrimp, but you can get a little prime rib sandwich, some sliders, some balls of cheese, some appetizers. So whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town, Cunningham's Journal and the Loft is the place to be. Located on the bricks, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see partial sunshine at times as it becomes breezy. Run our way to a high in the middle to upper 40s. Winds will turn southeast and become gusty. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 27.
Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Oh, that gets me ready for Storm Hockey. They're home Friday and Saturday. We get a chance to be out there. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Storm need to get a couple of wins if they want to have any chance of making it into the playoffs. So go out and root on the Tri-City Storm. Also, UNK is trying to take advantage of staying away from the horrible weather. Softball has been moved up. Baseball has been moved up. They're going to play both tomorrow, have doubleheaders. That way the teams are in town, and then they're going to play it by ear to see what the weather's like on Saturday or Sunday. Holly Carnes was in yesterday. By the way, the UNK baseball team ranked 21st in this week's Baseball Writers Association top 25 poll, and UNK tied for 20th in the poll the week of March 8th. Then they dropped out. Now they're back in. So there you go. Emporia State in the MIAA, a perfect 15-0, is the number one team in the country.
Plus another big win for the Nebraska Cornhuskers last night, 13-2.
Cash Kelkowski is learning how to hit at the collegiate level. 2 for 4, a home run, and 3 RBIs. So it's time to bring an end to that and have him on the show and get him up to 4 for 4.
There you go.
At the plate. Midway Auto Group is there for you at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They want to take care of you, and the rising, this gas thing is just insane, and nobody can explain it.
But Midway is going to help you out. At least they're going to try to. They've got fuel-efficient vehicles like the 7-passenger, 24-mile-per-gallon Chevy Traverse, the award-winning Chevy Equinox crossover, 32 miles a gallon, maybe a 5-passenger midsize sedan. Well, you need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet lineup. That is the Malibu. How about a 5-passenger sedan that could save an incredible $6,000 over the 5 years? Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac proud to present the all-new Chevrolet Cruze Eco with a fuel economy rating of 42 miles per gallon. Let them help you save money. They do it every day at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, or Midway, the better way, go online. It's there for you. ThinkMidway.com. The Midway Auto Group, ThinkMidway.com.
More emails roll into the Dent Popper inbox. Purple, edge, and return are the three words of the week. The new NFL kickoff rules have saddened Minnesota Viking fans. They will no longer get to see Percy Harvin in his purple Viking jersey sprint to the edge and head for a kickoff return touchdown. Take a knee in the end zone, Percy. Yes, they did move that out 5 yards for the kicker, so there should be quite a few more touchbacks.
For the second week in a row, Gary and Carney has kept it simple. Return from the edge, Purple Storm. He got three of the words in six.
Thanks, Gary.
So all of those folks in for a possible big dally-dally. Yeah, you talked about Nebraska getting the win yesterday. It's really pretty quiet in the sporting world. Thank goodness there is some high school activity going on, some more soccer going on. And a few of the teams, especially on the boys' side, all the Tri-City teams are ranked. Class A, Kearney moves up to number 5. Grand Island moves into number 7 in the Omaha World Herald. And Hastings, number 2, where they started the preseason, all have started the season undefeated. Lexington, 7th in Class B on the girls' side. Holdridge is ranked 3rd in Class B. So it's taken a while, but I think you're seeing more talent. I mean, one of these teams used to get into state and then just get killed in the first round. That's not happening anymore. So we're starting to see the progression here from these ball clubs. And don't forget to get on our website and vote for Danny Woodhead. How's he doing, Merritt? Any idea on how Danny Woodhead and Indomitian Sioux are doing? There's a vote to get up for the cover of Madden 2012. Danny Woodhead, one of the 32 people that are up for that.
And he's a what seed?
He's a 4. And they haven't bracketed out like the tournament. He's a 4 seed.
And Indomitian Sioux is a what?
16.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're having some fun with it at least. Want to hit these other people wondering, oh, you gave us the numbers, the Butler-Wisconsin game. The first game tonight, Connecticut-San Diego State. That is a pick all the way across the board. Pick maybe minus
I'll
1.
I'll take San Diego State.
I will take Connecticut. 128.5 is the total, 129 on that one. Then the next game that goes is BYU in Florida. BYU is an underdog. Yes, the Florida is a 3-point favorite, and 149 is your total there. And Duke in Arizona, the last one. Duke finds itself 8.5 or 9-point favorite, and 148 there. So three look to be really good games, and Duke could pull away in that one just by judging by the point spread.
Merritt has informed me that you have till Monday to vote on the first round, and you can go to our website and go to the link ESPNSuperstation.com and vote for whoever you want in Madden 2012. Merritt, did you vote?
I did.
There's Dolphins up there?
Yes.
And there's Jets up there.
The big question is, do you want to vote Mark Sanchez and have him get hurt because he's on the cover of Madden, or do you want to vote for the Dolphins just to support your team?
Good angle. Good angle. I like that. It's a head-to-head matchup. Who is Danny going against?
Stevie Johnson.
Wide receiver from Buffalo.
Every once in a while he drops game-winning passes.
There you go, one of the two.
I would think Woodhead advances there. I think that's a good draw where Indomitian Sioux's taking on Aaron Rodgers. Not a good draw.
No.
Not a good draw, but he's a 16 seed.
How? That's crap.
And if Indomitian Sioux wins, Kirk Herbstreit will go bonkers. How many computers you got in that state? We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K Approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, stamps.com. With stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Every year, thousands of farm workers are injured and hundreds more die in farming accidents. Start this year by doing routine inspections on your farm equipment, checking equipment guards, power takeoff shields, and your personal protective equipment in place. By taking precautions and increased awareness of farming hazards, you will deliver a safer and healthier workplace.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Just sit back, take it in. And while I'm sitting back, why not do it in a beautiful recliner from Bruce Furniture? Maybe a Shiatsu massage chair, which will go to the winner of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, which is not going to be us.
No. But Shiatsu. Hey, but here's the deal they do for you at Bruce Furniture. You buy this incredible four recliner sectional. They're going to throw in the height of seat and body blanket for free. No, it's not a Snuggie, people. It's a body blanket. They're competent. It's free. Two recliner sofa with drop-down table and cup holders. Two recliner console sofa with storage and cup holders. Connecting corner wedge. 100% proven tough micro suede fabric. Available in 12 colors. You pick the color, you take it home. Plus, once you get it home and you don't like it and want another color, they'll change it out for you. That's what they do at Bruce Furniture. Use that high to seat as a game chair, an ottoman, coffee table, extra seating, whenever, wherever. Bruce Furniture and floor covering is just right for you. Check them out, whether you're in Hastings, whether you're in Kearney, whether you're in Holdridge, whether you're in Alliance.
Wow. Okay, then. There you go, brah. Oh, man. Tony, they did this week come to a conclusion on what happened to these Iowa football players. Hospitalized 13 of them in January after the strenuous workout. A committee that they put together has cleared the players, the trainers, the coaches of any wrongdoing, but of course recommends that the workout that led to the injuries be abandoned. The five-member committee appointed by the university president released its findings to the Board of Regents yesterday. The 13 players were diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis, which breaks down muscle cells, and
makes you pee funny, I guess. Says discolors urine. Didn't really want to say that, but there it is. That's one of the things. All the players treated, none show any lasting effects. They say back squats with heavy weights caused the injuries, but committee members say they can't identify why the injuries occurred because similar workouts in the past did not cause any problems. Athletic Director Gary Barta says he'll implement the committee's recommendations. Good job, Gary.
That's why I don't do back squats with heavy weights. Afraid of that happening.
Good. Good for you. Good for you, weirdo. When the Barry Bonds stuff comes on, do you turn it or do you listen?
I listen because I guess it's been going on for so long, and he's been guilty in the public eye for so long that, yes, he did use steroids. Maybe I can't believe that you make that much money, you would not know what you're putting into your body. But apparently, you know, at least he's got people that have stood up for him through this and been in jail for a long time, standing up for him.
Should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Those balls would have been home runs, whether he was 240 pounds or whether he was 170 pounds. They were bombs.
I think he was a Hall of Famer before he got larger. So I agree with you on that. Do you have something else you wanted to say?
No, it's about that time, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is that
God,
time.
That's the fastest hour of the day, I swear.
It flew right by for you. We want to thank Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, more. We'll see how our bracket's set. We'll see how things are going with the leader. Of course, the problem is I think the leader in the tournament is out. I mean, because his national champion is Syracuse or something like that. I don't know how you can lead the bracket and you got Syracuse as your national champ, but that is the case. A lot of people that have Kansas are in that second through about 10th slot. So we'll see how that has changed with the four games that are played tonight. Also, we'll have more tomorrow on Ohio State. We'll have more on the Oregon matchup with Creighton in the CBI, and a whole lot more with some local sports to talk about as well. There'll be some results from today's soccer and tennis and golf, even playing in this weather out there. And again, UNK softball and baseball both moved up to tomorrow. Softball play at noon, baseball play at 1 at home. So let's get after it again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you at 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.